Ezra's Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph in Maseches Beitza. It is the 635th daf in Shas. We're learning together on the last day of Chol HaMoed, Pesach Tavshin Ayin Dalet. We're going to be doing, as we mentioned, Chaf Aleph, which is going to continue the fasting machlokas that the Mishnah had discussed on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, and that was the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether there was a double machlokas between them. Number one, whether an olas re'iyah, a carbon ola, that is brought now in Yana Diyoma, in Mirz Hashem Mehera Shibana Beis Hamikdash, if a person would go to be Mekayim the mitzvah of olas regal, he would bring a carbon ola, an olas re'iyah, whether that is brought on the first and seventh day of Yom Tov. That's a machlokas that Beis Hillel says it is brought, and Beis Shammai says that it's not brought. And another famous machlokas, one of the earliest machlokas in the history of the Tanoim, was the machlokas in regards to smicha, whether one leans on the animal when one brings a carbon shlamim on Yom Tov. And that was also a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Our daf is going to discuss a third opinion that was raised in the Gemara, more precisely a third issue that was raised in the Gemara, and that is whether nedavos or nedarim, if a person promised to bring a carbon, whether that could be brought on Yom Tov or not. The majority of opinion, including the opinion of Beis Hillel, according to most's understanding of Beis Hillel, is that it would not be brought. And our Gemara is going to discuss what happens if one violated that, is then the blood of the carbon sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Amud Aleph will discuss the halacha of a behema that part of it belongs to a Gentile and part to a Jew. What is halacha in regards to slaughtering it on Yom Tov? The Gemara will also introduce us to one of the most important rules, the permissibility for one to cook on Yom Tov, based on the possibility that Hoel, the boy Chazil Archim, that if guests are going to come, it will have purpose on Yom Tov. And that, according to some, justifies to cook on Yom Tov, even if you don't know that you need the food right now. The Gemara will weigh and test that rule. The Gemara in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph will discuss the halachas that one is allowed to cook specifically for a Jew and not for a Gentile. Lachem v'lo la'akum. In fact, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis will tell us that there is a prohibition to invite a Gentile on Yom Tov, lest you come to cook for them. And then the Gemara will conclude and begin a new Mishnah with the halachas of what purpose one is allowed to heat up water for Yom Tov. Is it just for drinking purposes or for bathing as well? So let's Bezer Hashem pick up 10 lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis. Iboilu says the Gemara, L'divrei ha'omer nedarim u'nedavos sein kreven b'yom tov. According to those who say that you cannot offer up a carbon nedarim and nedavos for Yom Tov, only the karbanos that are appropriate for that day can one bring on Yom Tov. As the Gemara pointed out on Yutes Amud Aleph, that the Pasuk says, V'chagosem oso chag l'ashem. And according to Beis Hillel, anything that is clearly l'ashem on Yom Tov is permissible. In other words, Hashem mandated that you bring specifically on that day. However, if you had on your own initiated that you wanted to, nidarim is you promise you're going to bring a carbon. Nidava means that you were mechayev yourself to bring a carbon, not on a particular animal. Either way, nidarim or nidava, neder is usually where you say that this animal is going to be a carbon. Nidava is when you are mechayiv yourself for a carbon. Either way, it wasn't Lashem, and therefore it's not supposed to be brought on Yom Tov itself. Wait for Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, asks the Gemara, what happens if Avar v'shachat, it was brought and it was slaughtered? So what's done? Mai, what's halacha? Rava Omar Zarek is hadam amanas lahatir basa b'achila. Rava says that the dam is sprinkled on the mizbeach, and thereby one can eat the meat. Rabbi Ravuna Amar Zarkis Adam Amanas Lahakter Emurim La'erev. Rabbi Ravuna says that you sprinkle the blood with the rationale being that you would want to offer up the intestines, which are supposed to go onto the Mizbeach, which could even go at night, that you would put it on the Mizbeach at night. The Gemara will flesh out in a moment what's behind this machlokis. My beinayu. We'll elaborate more in this machlokis as the Gemara develops it. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom of Chafam Beis, Iko beinayu the nafkimina is nitma basar o she'ibed. If the meat had become tamei, no longer can be eaten, psar kodshim that becomes tamei needs to be burnt, or it was destroyed or lost, so then in such a case, are you now allowed to do zrika? Says the Gemara, L'Rava Lozark, the whole heter for Rava to sprinkle the blood is because now you'll have basar, this is a nedarim or nedav of a carbon shlamim, basar that could be eaten on Yom Tov itself. But if the meat is no longer available, then you're not allowed to do the zrika. L'Rabba Ravuna Zarek, but according to Rabba Ravuna, you're allowed to do the zrika with the intention to put the emurim on top of the mizbeach that night. The emurim cannot presumably be brought prior to nighttime because that also is a malacha. It's going to be burnt. However, you can do the zrika with having that in mind, and that is not a problem. Rashi points out that there really is no iser, according to Rava min HaTorah, of sprinkling the dam, the blood. However, it's an iser midrabanan, and that, since there was no purpose, letzorech achilas kodshim, there's no way he's going to be able to derive benefit for the basar, then you are stuck. Asks the Gemara, four lines on the bottom, Esi vekivsi atzer sheshachton shelo lishmat, if you have the karbanos of shavuos that were slaughtered shelo lishmat, oh sheshachton bein lefnei zmanan bein leacher zmanan, or they were slaughtered in the inappropriate time, yizarek, hadam yizarek, va'abasa yachal, you could still sprinkle the blood and eat the meat. Rashi explains, because we have a rule in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim, the first Mishnah of Maseches Zvachim, that any Zevach that's slaughtered Shelo Lishma could be still brought as a regular Karban Shlamim. So you're allowed to continue the process even though you weren't Yotze the Mitzvah of the Karbanos of Shavuos. The Im Haisa Shabbos, and if it was Shabbos Lo Yizrok, so then in such a case you should not sprinkle the blood, because anyhow, Rashi explains in the last line, you will not be able to cook the meat on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, you can't. Vim Zarak Hurtza. And if you did the Zrika, then the Zrika is acceptable. Al Menasle Murim, L'Haktari Murim L'Erev. If he sprinkles it with the intention to put the Haktara of the Murim on Matzai Shabbos, Im Zarak Dievid in L'Chatchilo No. You're not supposed to do this lechatchila, only b'dieved would it be considered a valid carbon, and then you would put up the emurim on Matzai Shabbos. Analyzes the Gemara, bishlem l'Rava nicha. According to Rava, we can understand that entire Mishnah imenachos of the Kivsei Atzeres. What we see from this Mishnah by Kivsei Atzeres is that when it comes to the appropriateness of sprinkling the blood, there's one basic question that should be asked, and that is whether one will be able to eat the meat on Yom Tov. Then that's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos l'chatchila you shouldn't do the zrika because you won't be able to eat the meat. On Yom Tov, assuming that the meat is not tameh, one will be able to eat it. Hence the Mishnah says, Yizrok v'abosar yeyachel. So that works beautifully according to Rava. Rava says you could sprinkle the dam, even in a case of where you made a mistake and offered and slaughtered an Adarim and Adavos, because at the end of the day, the meat will be able to be eaten. And only if the meat will be able to be eaten. If it's Tameh, then you're stuck. El Rabba Bar Avuna Kasha, but according to Rabba Bar Avuna, who says that you could sprinkle the dam in all cases, because in the evening you'll bring up the Emurin, so then why is it that when it comes to Shabbos L'chatchila, you're not allowed to sprinkle the blood in that Mishnah in Menachos by the Kivsei Atzeres? So Gemara says, Kasha, it's a good Kasha. If you want, I give you another teretz. Shani Shvus Shabbos Mishus Yom Tov. On Shabbos, we're going to be more machmir in regards to the Zrika and tell you not to do the Zrika, Lahak Terei Murim, then Yom Tov. We're going to be more machmir on Shabbos. The reason we'll be more machmer on Shabbos is because in general, Isurei Shabbos are punishable by Misa and Isurei Yom Tov. It doesn't follow with the capital punishment. The Gemara continues, Father, on the top of Chafal, Faman Alf, Boi, Mine, Rev, Avi, Yisaba, Mei, Rev, Huna. Behema, Chetzia, Shal, Nachri, Vechetzia, Shal, Yisrael, Mau. If there's an animal that belongs both to a Jew and to a Gentile, what's the halacha, L'shachta, B'yom Tov?
to slaughter it in Yom Tov. The Gemara later on is going to elaborate on the idea that the heter of Ochel Nefesh is Lachem. Achar sheyechol l'chol nefesh, hu levado yasa lachem. According to many opinions, that comes to say Lachem v'lo la'akum, that you're not allowed to do Ochel Nefesh for a Gentile. Now here, you have an animal that belongs both to a Jew and to a Gentile. Amalei Mutter. So, Huna said it would be permissible to slaughter such an animal to eat on Yom Tov. Amalei. So Rav Avya asked him, V'chimeh ben zeh l'dar m'davos. What's the difference between a Nedarim and Nedavos? If you have a carbon that has been donated to the Beis HaMikdash, if it's going to be a Shlamim, part of it the owners are going to eat, and part of it, Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is given. So why can't then, if we have the concept that a Shutvus of Yisrael, you're allowed to look at the Shutv part of Yisrael and to say it's Letzorech Lechem, so why don't we say the same thing with Darm Nedavos? Amar Leh, he responded to him, Urva Parach. See that bird flying? In other words, he tried to distract him. Kinafik, when Rav Avya left, Amar Leh Rabba Bray, this Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, said to his father, Lav Hainu Rav Avya Saba, the Mishtabach Le Mar Begave de Gav Rabbahu. Why did you ignore him? Didn't you once upon a time say that he's a great man? And you just said, take a look at that bird flying. You know, I'm not in the mood of discussing this with you or trying to distract him. What can I do with him? Ani hayoim, about today, the pasuk of Shir Hashirim applies. That the pasuk says, Samchuni bashishis rabtuni betapuchim, kichoy la'asava oni. I'm not feeling well. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim describes someone who needs to be supported and with a meal to be able to continue to go on. Uboy mine milsa deboy taima. And now he asks me a shaila that requires a real reason. In other words, it requires me to work hard, and I'm not capable right now, says Rav Huna, because I'm weak. So now the Gemara wants to know, so what is the answer to his question? What's the difference between Beima Chetzes Shonach V'Chetzes Yisrael, that Rav Huna says it's mutter, versus the case of Nedarim V'Nedavos, that's Aser, to bring on Yom Tov? The time of my Beima Chetzes Shonach V'Chetzes Yisrael, mutter Shchita, but Yom Tov D'yev Shalikizayis Baser below Shchita. The reason why the animal that is of joint ownership and it's only partially belongs to a Jew, you're allowed to slaughter, is because to be able to get to the kezayis of basar that the Jew is entitled to, you need to do shchita. Av nadar medavas aso shachtam biyantif tit kohanim ki kazachu misholchan gevoa kazachu. Because when it comes to nadar medavas, the kohanim who are entitled to the kachim are considered as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table is giving it to them. Rashi explains that the Gemara is also saying the same applies to the Bailim. When the owners eat from Shlamim, they're eating Misholchan Kavoa. Hence, the animal was ordered entirely L'Gavoa. And it happens to be then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives from his table to the Kohanim and to the owners. And the Heter to slaughter on Yom Tov is Dafka Lechem. In this case, you're not slaughtering it Lechem. It's entirely L'Gavoa. The fact that the owners partake in it afterwards is only Misholchan Kavoa Kazachu, and you cannot say the slaughtering is Lachem. Period. Gemara continues by two dots, about 15 lines in on Chaval Famarav, Omar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda taught us Behema Chetzia Shonach V'Chetzia Shel Yisrael. Case that we had above, partnership between a Jew and a Gentile. Mutter L'Shachta B'Yom Tov. One is allowed to slaughter it on Yom Tov. D'yev Shel Kizai Spasa B'Lo Shchita, as we learned above. Since in order to access the Jews' part of it, you need to do shchita, so then the fact that half of it belongs to a Gentile can be ignored. A parallel, Isa, chetzio shel nachri v'chetzio shel Yisrael. If there is a dough, part of it belongs to a Gentile, part of it a Jew. Aser lafosa b'yom tif. Then you're not allowed to cook all of it on Yom Tov. Efshar mifliga belisha. Because you could divide it. The Jew and the Gentile could divide, but you can't bake the entire batch. Masar Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi Isas Klavim. We learned in Mishnah and Chala, if you have the dough that was normally served to the dogs, every once in a while they would make a flour concoction that they put in so much bran that they would serve it only to the dogs. But there were times that the shepherds used to eat them eat that as well. So the halacha is, b'zman she'ron ochlim mimenu, even though if it was made from the dogs, if there isn't so much bran, that the shepherds, this is a Mishnah Chal, Perek Alf, Mishnah Ches, that the shepherds would eat from this dough, chayeves b'chala, then it's chayevin chala, uma'arvin bo, it could be used for an eruv, umashtatvin bo, it could be used for a shituf mavos, to be able to carry in a mavui and in chatzar on Shabbos, umivarchin ala, you make a Hamotzi or Mizonos, or Mizamnila, and you bench on it. Vinefes biyomtif, and you're allowed to bake it on yomtif because it's edible to humans. Va'adam yotzabal yidei chavasu v'pesach, and if you decide to use that flour for matzah, then you could be yotze the kezayis of matzah. Asks the Gemara, va'amai. So how do we explain this Mishnah in Challah? Va'evsher lemiflaga belisha. You're able to divide the dough, like mentioned above, and use part of it for the shepherds, and the shepherd part would have all the above halachos. B'chayv and chalav be included for the eruvim, for the eruv and the shituf, and you'd be able to use it for a matzah, etc., etc. But the klovim part, that should not be included. And therefore, the halacha should not be formulated, asks the Gemara, in the Mishnah in Chala, that Isas klovim are chayiv in all of these things, just like we say that you divide the Isa, if it's Shel Nachri Shel Yisrael, so too, when the shepherds share it with the dogs, we should say that should be divided as well. V'amai v'ev shalei mifaga belisha? Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Shani Isas Klovim. No, Isas Klovim is different. Hol v'ev shalei faisam b'nevela. If the shepherd wants to give the dogs a carcass, so then, or for that matter, if he finds a carcass, he'll give them the carcass and he'll eat entirely from the Isas Klovim. In other words, it's not a shared ownership, that's clear that the dogs are going to get half of it. It could very well be the dogs won't get any of it. And therefore, it's still considered a Meichel Adam. Asks the Gemara that this teretz of Howel is a very, very debatable teretz. And it is the concept that since it's possible for the cooking to be entirely for a Adam, for a Adam Yehudi, so then we say, Hoel, since the part that normally goes to the dogs is not for sure, since it's possible for an Adam to do it, because if you give the dogs the carcass of an animal, then it will entirely be eaten by a person, so you're allowed to cook the whole dough on Yom Tov. We're zeroing in on the dough part on Yom Tov. That's based on the concept of Hoel. Umi isle the Rav Chisda Hoel. Does Rav Chisda ask hold of this concept of Hoyo? Va'itmar, but didn't we learn this is a big sugya in Psachim Mevavam Beis, and it's an important klal in our Maseches as well. Do we say the concept of Hoyo? It comes up in Psachim the following way. Ha'ofe miyomtif l'chol. If somebody cooks from yomtif to the weekday, Rav Chisda Amar Loke, Rav Chisda says it's punishable by Malkus. It's a full malacha. You cooked from on yomtif for the weekday. There's no heter for that. You're only allowed to cook ochel nefesh for that day. Rabba Amar Eina Loka. Rabba says there's no malchus. What's behind this issue? So what's behind this issue, which is a machlokus amaroim, if I said Mishnah that was erroneous, it's a machlokus amaroim. Rav Chisda and Rabba, Rav Chisda Amar Loka, lo amrin hol miklele archim. Chazilei, hashtanami chazilei. We don't say that since guests might come, and therefore you might use it on Yom Tov, then in such a case, we don't consider as if you cooked for Yom Tov Techol. Hol uboy mikli le'archi, since it's possible for guests to come. Rabba amar eina loike. Rabba says you don't get malchus. Amrin hol, then you do say the rule of hol. Question mark. So what do we see? It's Rav Chisda who doesn't like the argument of hol. Now, when it comes to Isas Klovim, you're saying you're allowed to bake it on Yom Tov because the shepherds could use all of it. That is based on the concept of hol. Hol ve'efshar defaisam b'nevela. That Rav Chisda himself doesn't hold of. So why over here, when it comes to behema chetze shel nachri v'chetze shel Yisrael, the halacha is we allow him to do the shechita. Yet when it comes to isa chetze shel nachri v'chetze shel Yisrael, you can't because it's efshar lein l'mefalga. If it's efshar lein l'mefalga, how will Rav Chisda reconcile this concept with isas klavim, where also it's Efshele Mefalga, the dough could be divided. And you can't give the answer of Hol Efshele Faisam Minavela, because Rav Chisda doesn't hold of it. Eloloite Mahayo, the Gemara says, you're right. don't evoke the rule of Hol v'Efshar. Elok is going to Islay Nevela. The only time Rav Chisda will allow for this Mishnah in Chala is if there for sure is a Nevela. Devada Efshar l'faisam in Nevela. So if you know for sure, the shepherd knows for sure, he's going to give the dogs the carcass, so then the entire Isas Klavim is for a person, and it can be cooked and baked on Yom Tov. However, if he does not have a carcass, then the rule in Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, the important Mishnah of Isas Klavim, with the heter to bake it on Yom Tov, does not apply. Period. Boi minei Rav Huna. The following Shaila was asked of Rav Huna. Hadim b'nei Bagi, these villagers, derami olea kimcha de b'nei Chela. They have a responsibility to cook for the king's soldiers. What's the halacha? Very, very sensitive, fascinating shaila. The king is requiring these Jewish villagers to support Gentile soldiers. Are they allowed to cook for them on Yom Tov? Amelu chazina. Let us see. I yavile rifta liyinuka v'lo kapti kol chad v'chada chazinuka v'shari. If the soldiers allow, they're not makbid. If you take some of the bread that you cook, bake for them, and you give it to children, so you could say on every single piece of bread that it's chazilinuka and it's going to be permissible. Vilav, but otherwise, if whatever you bake could only be eaten by the soldiers, aser, then it's going to be prohibited. The Gemara tests this psak against a Tosefta in Perek Beis. Fascinating Tosefta. Valtanya maisa b'shimen ha'temoni. There was a story with Shimon HaTemani, Shelo ba emesh lebeis hamedrash b'shachris, Matzah Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He didn't come one day to the beis hamedrash. The next morning, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava found him. Amar leim b'nei ma'ala basa emesh lebeis hamedrash. Why didn't you come yesterday to learn? Amar lei baleshas bali reinu. What happened was there was a gang, a mafia that came to our city, ubik shalachtof es kol ha'ir. And they wanted to grab literally the entire city. Sounds like they wanted to raid the entire city. So they appeased them. Shachatnu lahem egel. We slaughtered for them a calf, and we gave it to them to eat. Upatarnum lishalom. And we watched them go off in peace. In other words, we appeased them by giving them food. What's the expression? The fastest way to a man's heart is through his belly. So they paid off these gangsters by feeding them. They fed them until they were no longer as belligerent. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said to him, the Gemara says on the first wide line, Aleph Amin Aleph, Tomani, im lo yotza scharchem behefsetchem. I wonder whether what you gained, you really lost as well. Share Amra Teira, because this was Yom Tov, and the Teira says, lechem v'lo la'akum, that you're allowed to slaughter for yourselves, and not to Gentiles. So we see from here, the rule of lechem v'lo la'akum, prohibiting the slaughtering. Vamai, but according to logic that we had above, that Rav Huna had responded, Hachaz l'meichel minei, you could give to the Gentiles to eat, and once you give the Gentiles to eat, there isn't a problem of lechem v'lo la'akum. Answers Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yosef, egel trefa avoy. We're talking about a case where it wasn't something that you could give to Jews to eat or the children to eat, because we're talking about a calf. The calf that was given to them, the veal that was given to them, was from a calf that was a trefa. Says the Gemara, but still, v'achazi l'klavim, you could use it to give the Jewish dogs, and thereby it will be considered lachem that you're deriving benefit for an yontif. Answers the Gemara, tanoihi. That's going to be dependent on machloek islam, three lines from Admuch of Aleph Amid Aleph. The sanya we learned in a braisa, acha sheyoch l'chol nefesh, hu levada yos lachem. Mimashash nemer l'chol nefesh. What is included in the heter of cooking l'chol nefesh for all souls? Domei ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Included in that is the soul of an animal. The Torah in Vayikra describes a behema as having a nefesh. There the Torah says that if you hurt an animal, you need to pay the owner. Tamalomar lochem. Lochem v'loy l'klavim. Lochem comes to tell you that dogs are not included in the nefesh, and the nefesh here only refers to the higher nefesh, and that is the nefesh of a person. Second line. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Included in that is nefesh behema as well. Im keimatam lom lachem. Then why does it say lachem lachem v'lo la'oved
kochavim, it precludes a Gentile. That you can't cook for a Gentile on Yom Tov, but you can cook for a dog. And that might be the rationale for the Jews cooking an egel trefa for a guy, because they could give it as well. If you hold to the concept of hoyel, since you're able to give it to the guy, the kelev, then it will be acceptable. Continues more four lines on top. Mari, so the rabbis sakal mahotzias ha'akum. How do you know that ultimately lochem includes klavim and include it, but excludes an ove kochavim? Mar benias ha'klavim shemizonasach alecha umotzianis ha'kochavim shemizonasan alecha. Gemara says it's logical. Your dog, you have to give it to eat. If you have to give it to eat, then it's included in lochem. In contrast to an ove kochavim, idol worshiper, that's not your responsibility to take care of, so then in such a case, one is not allowed to cook for them. Gemara continues 7 lines to tapach ha'falaf ha'mebeiz amalei abayi l'Rav Yosef u'le Rav Yosef Gli da'amar lochem v'lo l'klavim. According to Rav Yosef Gli, who says that you cannot cook for dogs on Yom Tov, these seeds of dates that were normally given to animals to eat, so according to Rabbi Yossi Aglidi, you're not allowed to prepare for the animals on Yom Tov. So what should you do vis-a-vis moving them on Yom Tov? Amarlei, now the Gemara has now traversed into a fascinating Shaila in Hilchos Mukta. The Gemara says, since you could use it as fuel, in those days these pits were able to be used as fuel, so therefore they're not considered muks and you're allowed to move it. That's the Gemara. Tenach b'yavishta, b'ritivta ma'ikal member. That's good if we're talking about dry seeds, but moist ones, what would the justification be? Amalei chazu lehesek godo. You could use it for a large bonfire. In a large bonfire, even the moist ones ultimately dry up and then eventually become effective fuel. Says the Gemara, Tenach b'Yom Tov. Okay, now you've solved my problem about Yom Tov. That's how you're able to move them. B'Shabbos ma'ikal meimer. So the Gemara now segues an entirely different area, and that is total muktzah of items that have no purpose on Shabbos that you've eaten. For example, seeds. Answers the Gemara important klal, mitaltalinan luhu agav rifta, that you're allowed to move them along with the bread. If you're carrying the bread, then the halacha is that anything that is on top of it is also permissible because your primary motivation to move it is the bread. And the Gemara adds Shmuel's rule that you're allowed to use all of your needs with bread. Asam adam kol tzarcha bepas, that a person is allowed to use the bread for his purposes, and it's not considered bizayon ochlin. We put a big period here, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to be quoted as disagreeing with Rav Huna on Amud Aleph, who said that once you could use the bread and give it to a child, it will be acceptable to cook it for a Gentile as well. Upligad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That a whole position is in distinction with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Shita, and Lahalacha, we follow this position of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You're not allowed to invite a Gentile on Yom Tov to come over to your house, even though you're allowed to invite him on Shabbos. Why? We're afraid that you're going to cook more, and there's a problem, even though, in theory, you could have given what you cooked for a Gentile to a kid. So we see, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we don't go with Rav Huna's Svara. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is even more machmir. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar filu b'Shabbos namiloy, mishum shiurei kosos. There's a separate problem, and that is that on Shabbos, when it comes to leftovers in his wine, that is going to become muktza. And leftovers from a guy's wine, possibly also because of yayin nesach, or just simply because it's leftovers that no one would touch, should be a problem of muktza. Says the Gemara, I hachi didonami. If that would be so, then even the leftovers of ours is also ma'us. So Gemara rejects that possibility. So that what's going to come out is a guy's problem, his wine is going to be the problem that you can't derive benefit from it. But for yours, didon chazal tarnigolin. Yours you could use for the rooster. Asking Gemara, did who nami chazal tarnigolin? You could use whose, his, to give to the roosters to drink. Answers the Gemara, didho asure nami aisure hanoninu. His has an isra hanah,
because Yayin Nesach is prohibited to derive benefit from it, and it's even more mukta, and you can't give it to the chickens. Asks the Gemara of L'Talalinu Agav Kosa, why don't we allow you to be metaltel the kos, which you could wash out, and memela be metaltel the leftover wine, similar to other cases? Milo Amar Rava, didn't Rava give an example? Metaltel Kenugana Agav Kitme, you're allowed to use a utensil that's normally designated for charcoal. You're allowed to use that, which is a klisha melachto l'isser. It's normally used for charcoal, for making charcoal. Along with it, you're allowed to be able to carry this because you're carrying kitme. Kitme, Rashi explains, is something along the line of sawdust or some type of dirt that you already set aside on Erev Shabbos to cover spit or excrement. And since it was designated, you're allowed to carry the kitme. Once you're allowed to carry the kitme, so agvei, you're allowed to carry the kenune as well. Afagav, the ika, alel shivrei etzim. Even though there's also wood that is stam muktza that's sitting on it, you're allowed to carry all of those things because of agav. So too over here, why shouldn't you be allowed to carry the leftover wine? Because you're carrying the utensil, which can be used on Shabbos, is not considered muksa. Answers the Gemara, hasam lavi surininu. When we're talking about the broken pieces of wood, which are muksa, they're not asur bana. Hachi isure hananinu, and Rashi says that they're even more muksa. If we'd be learning bi'iyun, we would need to explain what exactly the Yisurei Na does to make it more muktza than the Shivrei Etzim. The Gemara continues, though, on the first wide line of Chafal Fam Beis, Amler Vachabar Midif de l'Ravina, v'lahavi k'grav shorei. This is actually a very, very important question in the Gemara, because it's halacha l'maisa in Hilchos muktza. The Gemara says, why don't we consider the leftover wine as a grav shorei? Now, grav shorei is a sugya in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Actually, its most important mekar is in our Meseches, at the end of the Meseches on Daf Lamed Vav Mem Beis, and that is that even though that there are things that have no purpose on Shabbos, including which is garbage, that are considered muktzah, however, if they're disgusting, if it violates Kavod Abrios, Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me that even leftover food on the table nowadays will qualify as graf shorei as well, then in such a case, one is allowed to move it. Chazal did not evoke the rule of muksa in the face of kavod abrius. So says Rav Acha Midita Ravina, if you can have all this leftover wine, it should also be considered graf shorei. Amalei, so Ravina responded, he accepted this idea of being graf shorei, but nevertheless, v'chi osen graf shorei l'chatchila. You can't invite somebody over and know that he's going to create a graf shorei. And therefore, the leftovers of the kos of the goy is muktza. Despite the fact it's graf shorei, you can't invite him to create that l'chatchila phenomenon. The Gemara continues, Adabre rava l'mar shmo v'darish, mizam nesanachu b'shavs v'y mizam nesanachu b'yomtev, gegzeri shemiyar b'shvilo. The reason that rava given that one is not allowed to invite a Gentile is because he might cause the Jew to cook more for him, and that's the reason we don't invite a Jew, a Gentile, on Yom Tov. He would say, if you're happy with what I prepare for myself, then fine, you could share with me. But you should know that if you're not happy, I will not prepare anything more for you. And this allowed him to invite the goy for Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brura points out that this is not a heter to prepare the goy, to simply tell him, to invite the goy that you're not going to prepare more for him, but rather the Mishnah Brura says in Tavkuf Yud Beis Sifkot and Yud that we're talking about that he had already prepared, and then in such a case, if the goy comes, then he's allowed to have him. Is actually a serious shaila in halacha lemais and hilchos yom tov. It happens to be that just this a few days ago, before Pesach, someone had asked me a shaila that relates to this, and it is not poshut at all to be mazmin anachri on yom tov. Is a beferish halacha. We pass in this way in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tavkuf Yud Beis Sif Aleph. Also lahazminoi shemiyarbe bishviloi it's prohibited to invite. If it's kusi sheba me'elav, so then in such a case, mutar lahachilo immo, because in such a case, he didn't cook more for him. We have a new Mishnah now. According to the opinion of Beishamai, one is only allowed to heat up water for drinking. And therefore, you're not allowed to heat up water for washing on Yom Tov. Elim came Ru'i in Lishtia, but once it's Ru'i Lishtia, then you're allowed to heat up the water. U'Beisil Matirin. Beis Hillel allows heating up water for washing on Yom Tov, based on the previous machlokis that we had in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. And that is the rule, mitok shehutra letzarech hutra nami shelo letzarech. Once it's permissible to heat up the water for drinking, according to Beis Hillel Lishitaso, just like on Daf Yud Beis, he allowed you to carry, even if it's not letzarech ochel nefesh, as long as it's letzarech Yom Tov, according to many Rishonim, so too, he will allow you, Letzarech Yom Tov, to heat up the water for baining. Oysa Adam Maduro, Mischamim Kenegdo. He's also allowed to warm up next to a fire with water on him, even though normally on Shabbos that would be prohibited. Nevertheless, on Yom Tov, it's acceptable, presumably again, based on the rationale of Mitoch. Tosis on the bottom of the Yom, it asks a good question on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, who does not accept mitoch, so how does he allow it just because it's ro'ui l'shtia? Ro'ui l'shtia, l'chura, is not enough according to Beis Shammai. You have to do it dafka for ochel nefesh. Tosis points out that you're right, that according to Beis Shammai, according to Yerushalmi, you need to actually drink from that water. Once you drink from that water, then it will be acceptable. Of course, Tosis here gets involved with an of course question, and what I'm referring to is, for that reason that we see in Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to heat up water to bathe on Yom Tov, why is it that many hold that bathing is not permissible, Bizman Hazeh? And Tosis in the bottom of Dibur HaMaskil, Lo Yecham, says that Beis Hillel does not consider it a Dover HaShava L'chol Nefesh when it comes to your whole body. The only time that you have the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is a Dover HaShava L'chol Nefesh, everybody does it, and that's for one's head and feet. However, taking a shower every day was something that was not considered davar hashav l'chol nefesh. That could get involved with cultures. I did see that Rav Yoshev felt strongly that showering every day is not a davar hashav l'chol nefesh. Americans who are listening to this might laugh. The Rav Yoshev said, not in a chaskel in a mocking way, but in an ironic type of way, he said, who has time to take a shower every day? Where Rav Yoshev grew up, that was extremely uncommon. Of course, today some have argued that the issue needs to be revisited, but most still prohibit taking showers on Yom Tov. Continues our Gemara, Yiboilu, Hai Medura Manktonilo. Divrei Akoli. What's this case of the Medura? That goes according to everybody. Vishani Luhulu Beis Shammai, Bein Hanos Kol Gufo Lanos Ever Echad. Was Beis Shammai differentiating between the Hanos Kol Aguf, that you can't heat it up, but you could heat up water that's sitting on your aver, and that's why you're allowed to warm up by the fire, because if there's water on your arm, that would be acceptable. Odilma Beis Hillel Ketanila. Or maybe warming up by the Madura is only according to Beis Hillel. Avu Beis Shammai Lo Shanilu, but Beis Shammai prohibit warming up with water on your body, even if it's on just a limb. Tashma Beishamayim lo yasa al the Madura v'ishaim kinegdo beisil matirin. The Gemara's maskana is that according to Beishamay, it will be even prohibited to warm up next to the fire. This Beizar Hashem concludes Daf Chof Aleph in Meseches Beitza. Shvi Shel Pesach will be Daf Chof Beiz. And Beizar Hashem, I hope to rejoin you for Daf Chof Gimel, which will be in Eretz Yisrael already post Pesach. And may we be Zoche to cross the Yam Suf, not simply just survive, but to grow a little bit closer to Kudsha Brichu. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Aleph in Maseches Beitza.